Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can look for in our dark island skies, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, are still gracing us with their presence. Jupiter and Saturn could be seen right through till dawn, with Mars setting at around 8:30 p.m. The moon this week will be full. This, of course, means stargazing for those faint objects in the heavens will be very difficult indeed.
And this week we are learning about an unusual story, interesting one, a robotic telescope, and it's got connections to Mauna Kea.
Absolutely. This week it's the little robotic telescope that could. Project Panoptes is a citizen science project to build a portable robotic planet-hunting telescope. It is led by a diverse team, including astronomers from Mauna Kea, space enthusiasts, high school students, and NASA. Their aim is to bring the science and excitement of planet hunting into the hands of anyone willing to pick up a screwdriver.
And so what is it exactly?
Well, Panoptes is designed to monitor large areas of the sky and detect transiting exoplanets. It can operate anywhere on the Earth, so long as there is half-decent access to a night sky. And the telescope is purely robotic, meaning it can operate by itself while you cozy up with a cup of tea inside the warmth of your home.
It's interesting. So this is open to the public to take advantage of.
It is indeed. That's the whole point behind Panoptes. It's a citizen science project, which means anyone can build one. It's made using affordable, off-the-shelf parts, such as DSLR cameras, lenses, and electronic equipment. If you have access to a toolbox, the chances are you'll be able to build one. And the Panoptes team is hoping that its high school students will be leading the way in building them.
Does that mean even I could go hunting for alien planets?
You sure could. This is a chance for people all over the world to build their own roboscope and contribute to the hunt for alien worlds. Once the Panoptes unit has identified a possible planet, big telescopes like those on Mauna Kea will be able to do follow-up observations. That's Project Panoptes, PANOPTES.org.
You ought to go copyright that name, Roboscope. That sounds like something that you could make some money off of.
I'm sure somebody's already thought of that.
It's Christopher Phillips and a very fun and enlightening Stargazer report today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week with Stargazer.